The Gemara daf on the base of the base begins a fascinating machlokas. Rav Nachman Moshe says the Baal appoints a shliach to deliver the get, and all of a sudden he engages in bittul hashlichus, or perhaps bittul haget. What exactly is its status? Obviously, the shliach can no longer deliver this get, but do we assume chozer umagarishba or ein chozer umagarishba? So Rav Nachman says that very simply that chozer umagarishba. But even though, yes, that the Baal engaged in bittul, but nonetheless he can subsequently change his mind, the get can be given. And Rav Sheshe says that ein no chozer umagarishba. That certainly is not the case. The Gemara raises the following issue, that how is that different simply from a case of Tanai? If a person, for example, has a case of a Kedushin which is la'achar lamed, certainly during that window of time, a person can go ahead and retract. He can go ahead and rescind. And therefore, just as that certainly is true that the bittul is chal, why shouldn't we assume that the bittul is chal here as well, and therefore it is categorical? The Gemara says those cases are very different. After all, that case of Kedusha Nachalamit is Dibur v'Diburu, and we assume that Asi Dibur, Umavatal Dibur, that was just a conveyance of Das. And a person can always go ahead and retract that particular Das. But Hacha, here it certainly is different. After all, in this case, Nehid Debatle, Neshlichusi, Neshliach, Gita Gufa Mikobatel. Even though here, seemingly, he is canceling the Shlichus, but is it indeed the cancel that is canceling the get? Canceling the get. What exactly does the Gemara mean in that particular case? One cannot compare it to that earlier case of the Kedushin al Tanai, because here, batli shlichus of the shliach, but nonetheless, gita gufa mika batel. So what exactly is that? So here a very fundamental machlokes. We had started to discuss this earlier between Rashi, the Dion and Tosus, and the Rambam. What exactly do we mean that eino chozer megarishbo? Obviously, it means that it's considered batel. We pass like Rav Nachman, chozer megarishbo. Why exactly is that the case? Is it that simply that was not the intent of the Baal? It wasn't the intention of the Baal to mevatel the get? He only intended to go ahead to cancel the shlichus? Or one could perhaps argue a step further, it's not that that wasn't his intent, but the Baal is incapable of being mevatel the get. He's capable of bittul hashlichus. He can tell the shliach not to deliver the get, but how can you go ahead and impair the get? That simply factually is not true. So when the Gemara tells us the following, in this particular case, does it mean his intent was only going to go ahead and do so? Or does it mean no, he is only able to, he's incapable of doing anything more than that? When you look in Rashi, Rashi sounds like that the Baal does not have the ability to. Rashi writes the following, avoget shehu be'ein eino nifsal. If you're talking about dibur, asi dibur, vatal dibur, here you're talking about what? That impairing, canceling a get, you're incapable of that. The get is considered to be a dover shebe'ein, and the get does not become possible just because the Baal no longer wants to divorce his wife. And Tosus points out as follows. When the Gemara says dibur, Tosus says mitol chalav shemashma afilu bitl beferu shenu mavoto. Tosus begins assuming that as well. It seems to indicate that you are incapable of. If you're talking about a conveyance of das, you can, yes, elicit das, you can rescind das. If you're talking about the status of a davar shebe'en, how in the world can you argue that asi dibur umavato maisa? We pointed out, we'll get to this later, this is explicitly against the Rambam. The Rambam Melchus Gerish in Perikvav Halacha Chavalev, where the Rambam writes the two chedushim. What happens if there is no shliach? There is no shliach involved. And the Baal expresses bittul. He's mavatal l'shlichus. There is no shliach. The Baal goes ahead and writes a get with intent of delivering the get, and therefore he expresses this language a bittul. You're going to say he intended mavatal shlichus. There is no shliach. The Rambam writes that the get is batel. And the Rambam goes a step further, that and even if there is a shliach that's involved, if it's clear from the statement of the Baal that his intent is to go with mivato the get, then guess what? That eino chozer umagarishbo. Even according to Rav Nachman, the eino chozer umagarishbo. So that's a stunning chiddush, machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. So when you take a look in the Tosas, the Maskar Rav Sheshes, the Tosas again is very, very bothered. How can Rav Sheshes even suggest that Eino Chozer Umagar Yishmo? How is that possible? I understand that if all it is a conveyance of das, so Asi Dibur, Umavato Dibur. But we have certainly assumed that Lo Asi Dibur, Tosas says, Umavato Maisa. Tosas says at extreme, no. Imagine you have a case of Adam Kos of Sefer Torah. No? A person has a Sefer Torah Lishma. You really think that he can rescind that Lishma? He can impair the Sefer Torah? How would that be possible? The Sofer can threaten, if you don't pay me, I'm going to retract the Lishma, and the Sefer Torah is going to be possible. Obviously, you cannot go and do so. So what's the difference between Sefer Torah and Get? Why would one even think that this is a possibility? And realize, according to the Rambam, a reality that even Rav Nachman would agree if that was the intent of the Baal, that Eino Chozer Umagarishvo. So Tosus points out the following. There is a fundamental difference in these particular cases. After all, when it comes to the Ksiva Sefer Torah, we're going to call that a Maisa. And we're certainly going to assume that Lo Asi Dibur Umavato Maisa. When it comes to the case of a Get, is that really true? That we're going to say that La'achar Ksiva Saget, it is a Maisa. And therefore, Lo Asi Dibur Umavato Maisa. Oh, Tosu says not necessarily. Why? Because Kosman Shlohi Giliad Ha'isha L'Chashiv Gemar Maisa. After all, the Maisa of Ksiva Sefer Torah, yes, that comes to a conclusion when the Sefer Torah is written. Once the Get is written, I'm not going to call that the Gemar Maisa. And now I can still apply the principle of Asi Dibur, Umavatal Dibur. Wow, that's the Kiddush of Tosu Sushita that Rav Sheshes maintains that Eino Chozer Umagarishbo. What exactly does that mean? That when it comes to Ksiva Sefer Torah, so yes, Nigmar, and therefore Lo Asi Dibur Umavato Maisa, when it comes to the Get, we would argue that's not true. So it doesn't just simply mean necessarily that, you know what, that we've come to the end of the line, that when it comes to Gerishin, there is something more that has to be done, and as long as there is something more that has to be done, we're going to argue that that is called Dibur, and Asi Dibur Umavato Dibur. Mashenki, when it comes to Sefer Torah, that's certainly is not true. So maybe we can understand the Tosus in the following sense, something which is much, much more basic. What exactly is the role of Ksiva Saget? And what is the role of Ksiva Sefer Torah? What is the role of Lishma when it comes to a Get? What is the role of Lishma when it comes, for example, to Sukkah or Tzitzis or Stam or Sefer Torah? Are those identical demon in the earlier Shiurim? We pointed out to the Tosus and Erev and Daf Yud Gimel, which is a Chiddush Nifla. Now the Tosus, the Ramaskel Aval. Let's assume, for example, you have a Ksiva Sefer Torah Lishma on its face. That's considered to be sufficient. What exactly does Ksiva Saget Lishma require? What does it require? Yeah, you have to write the Get Lashem Gerishin. So the Sofer writes the Get Lashem Gerishin. You'll tell me that's not good enough. No, Lashem Gerishin. It has to be Lashem Gerishin Zu. It can't just simply for the name, for the sake of Gerish, you know? It has to be for the sake of the severance of this marriage. The severance of this marriage. Okay, one could envision that case, no? You know what? You're an extra neighbor. You see there's constant fighting. You see the Baal is threatening to go and give his wife a get. You're a sofer. So you go ahead and write. You write the get. The Baal comes barging into your house. I need a get. No problem. Here it is. What do you mean, here it is? Yeah, I knew this was intimate. You had the Shema, of course. I had him on the Shem Gerishin. And the Shem Gerishin Zoo, we need peace and quiet. No, it's enough already, no? I had in mind the Baal. I had in mind the Isha. So there's one day of that Tosus. Erevin Daf Yud Gimel Mem Aleph that writes such a great Kiddush that, you know what, Nidaraisa, that is called the Ksiva Lishma. That's called the Ksiva Lishma. The Ket was written Lishma. It was written for the severance of this marriage. And even though the Gemara writes in Gittin Lafayin Beis that that's no good, yeah, Tosus writes, Midrabanan. But Mi'ikra Dindaraisa, that's good. After all, isn't that the Shema B'chala Torah Kula? L'shem Sefer Torah? Or L'shem Tzitzis? L'shem Tfilin? So L'shem Gerishin. You'll tell me L'shem Gerishin Zu? L'shem Gerishin Zu. Rover Shonim assumed that certainly is not true, which means there's a fundamental difference between the typical Lishma, right, as opposed to the Lishma when it comes to cases of Gerish. B'chol HaTorah Kula, that's called Lishma. when it comes to Gerish, and that's not called Ishma, what exactly is lacking? What exactly is lacking? Good, the Sofer did everything, Kedas, Kedasu Kedin, but there was something lacking. Oh, Sivui Habal. Of course, the Sofer had all this in mind, but you know what? It wasn't authorized by the Baal. That's the Chiddush of Rov Rishon against that one day in Tosfos Erech and Daf Yud Gimel, that's not called Lishma. Lishma means that the Ksiva has to be authorized by. There's no such halach when it comes to other cases of Lishma. The Lishma has to be invested by. No, it means that it's enough if I write the Sefer Torah Lishma. There's no concept of a tzivui. A tzivui as well. I have to have this in mind. Ooh, we're machmer for the Shita, my focus. Rashi and Tosus in general, when it comes to Pigo, Dibur. No, you have to state. Good. Even when it comes to other cases, you have to state that it's true. But there's no notion of a tzivui. Being a daven the other day, I saw somebody was filling in their tefillin. I was watching his lips. No, he didn't say it. He didn't say the shame Kedusha's tefillin. So I went over to him and said, you know, Mishnah Berurah writes that's a sfeik. Depending on whether the Torah even kashin, that particular case. Now you have to state. Mishnah Berurah is chayish for the machlokas rishonim. You have to state lishma. Now, so that's the Musar Haskel. If you're not an expert, don't do things. Now you're shining your tefillin, don't do things. Now start doing. It might be hard a week later, a year later, to see exactly what you did to be able to undo. No, so we insist that lishma has to be conveyed al yedei dibor. That's true. You don't need anything more. In Gerushin, that's not sufficient. You require it. Sivri Abba. Why is that true? Why exactly is that true? So Slavichik framed it in the following sense. When it comes to Kol HaTorah Kula, Lishma is simply halach in terms of the Hachana Sachetza. How do you create a sukkah? How do you create matzah? How do you create tzitzis? How do you create tefillin? How do you create mezuzah? How do you create a sefer Torah? The answer is there are certain cases where yes, Lishma is considered to be necessary. Sometimes you require asiyah, okay. Sometimes you require even beyond that. You require lishma. But all those halachos, asiyah, lishma, those halachos simply in the hachanas hachefza. Is that really true when it comes to gerush? But you know what? Writing the get is the hachanas hagerush. That is the hachanas hachefza. I understand that. Now you have a get. Okay, and now there's a maisa gerush. The maisa gerush is the Nesina Saget. But the Ksiva Saget is just simply standalone, independent. That is just considered to be the Hachana Sachet. So maybe we can argue that that's not true. That you know what? Not right. That the Ksiva Saget is the Tchilas Maisa Gerish. I wouldn't say that, you know, that the forging of the Tzitzis is the Tchilas Mitzvah Tzitzis. The Mitzvah Batifa of the Tzitzis begins B'shas Asiya, B'shas Sezira, B'shas Tviya. I wouldn't say that's true. I would say that, you know what, all those steps are necessary to create the tzitzis. And the Maisa HaMitzvah, the Atifa, is the Atifa. Is that really true when it comes to Gerish? That the Ksiva Saket is the Hachana Sachetza, and the Maisa Gerish is just simply Nasan, Nesina. Or can argue the following, that no, Sivu and Nesina is considered to be part of the Maisa Gerish. Well, see, if all that is considered to be part of the Maisa Gerish, I'll tell you the following, that the Maisa of Ksiva Sefer Torah is complete, B'shas Ksiva. But the Gerish is not complete, B'shas Ksiva. The Maisa Gerish has begun. You cannot argue the Maisa Gerish has concluded. Oh, and therefore Tosfos says the following, exactly that point, that when it comes to the get, lo chashiv gemar maisa. The ksiv is the tchilas maisa, but it's not the gemar maisa. Mashenke, when it comes to other cases, I would tell you that, you know what, that in terms of the achanas hachefza, that already is complete from the time that the chefza shel mitzvah has been created, and in such a case, lo asi dibur, umavata maisa. And therefore, I'll tell you the following. There's a difference in terms of the quality of Lishma. Lishma na'achana sachevza just simply means l'shem sefer Torah, l'shem mezuzah, l'shem tefillin. But if you're going to tell me that, no, it's part of the ma'isa gerishin, it's not enough that there's a'achana sachevza l'shem gerishin. If it's part of the ma'isa gerishin, so therefore, tzivui habal, the Baal is the one who does the Maisa Gerishin, the Maisa Gerishin. So the Baal does the Nesina, and in some shape or form, the Baal has to be active in the Ksiva. Maybe Shlichus, or maybe not even Shlichus, maybe not formal Shlichus, but at least you need the Tzivui HaBaal to be able to go in to do so, even if you assume that you don't require formal Shlichus for the Ksivas HaGet. And therefore, again, the Chiddush of Tosus Hashita, you know, this will be called Dibur. And therefore, I see Dibur Umavato Maisa, and therefore, exactly the Chiddush, that this is different from a case of Ksiva Sefer Torah, anything else. Where indeed do you see that this is true? Where do you see that this is the case? In earlier Shiurim, we started to discuss the Sugya of Peyalef and beyond of Reach HaGet. Reach HaGet. Something which is a Chiddush. The Shita of Beis Shammai, everyone agrees to the concept of Reach HaGet, but Beis Shammai has an extraordinary application. Beis Shammai says the following, the Mishnah on the top of Pei Aleph, Amud Aleph, the Kosav Lagaris Ashishto, the get is written, and all of a sudden, v'nimlach. Wow. The Baal changes his mind. He intended to, but he changes his mind. Ksiva, and that's it. So Beis Shammai says such a great Yiddish that Pasla min hakuhuna. Pasla min hakuhuna. Already at that point, this woman is not allowed to marry a Kohen. She's treated as a grusha the Kohen with ksiva and ksiva alone. Such a Yiddish. What exactly is the basis of this? Oh, so as the sugi continues, now, a Mishnah and Daf Pei Beis, Amud Aleph. There's a concept. There's a concept of a Reach HaGet. A Reach HaGet. The case, the Mishnah, is as follows. Oh, Hamagarish Ashishta. A person divorces his wife, but he says the following. The Hareat Muteris L'chol Adam, El L'ploni. You can marry whoever you want. You're severed from me. You can marry whoever you want, except for this person. Yeah, he was the whole cause of our tumult, no? So in such a case, Hareat Muteris L'chol Adam, but El L'ploni. Ooh, the Gemara quotes the machlokes tanoim. The Rabbi Lazar says that, you know what? That get is a get kasha. That get is a get kasha. And therefore, she's muteris l'acherim, but she's asura l'ploni. Where do you see that this is true? Such a case, really, that the get is chal for this, but not for that. How can you see that indeed this is true? Rabbi Lazar says, this is pasuk. The isha, gerusha, Me isha, grusha, lo yikachu. When the pasuk speaks about a grusha, that means a woman who is divorced, the pasuk should end there. No? Visha grusha, lo yikachu. A kohen can't marry a grusha. Visha grusha, me isha. Even if she's divorced from her husband. As long as the get severs the relationship with her husband, even if the severance is not necessarily l'chulei alma, imagine, hariat megoreshesli, v'iat muteres l'chol adam, Rabbi Lazar says the get is chal, because the get serves the function as severing the bond between the husband and the wife. Afilo lo nizkarsha ela mi'isha, nifsla min hakohuna. If you're nifsla min hakohuna, don't you see that alma habigita, that the get is considered to be chal? Wow, that's a shita, Rabbi Lazar. The get does not have to result in a heter, the Sharbani Adam, as long as it's a severance of the bond of Ishus, that is considered to be sufficient. And how can the Chachamim disagree? The Chachamim say that no, that is not true. The get has to result in such a matir. It cannot just simply be a severance of your relationship with, but it has to be matir the Isha la'achirim. But what do you do with that pasuk? Visha grusha me isha. How do the Chachamim understand that word? So you know what? Oh, I agree with you that, you know what, that there could be a ramification, there could be a reverberation. Rabbanan, that Isser Kohuna Shani, Isser Kohuna Shani, that you know what, if there is a Ksiva Saget, and there's an Asina Saget, but it is formulated as Chutz L'ploni, you know what, it's a Reach HaGet. And that will be enough to forbid a woman to marry a Kohen. Husband goes out and dies, you know what? She's going to be Asur LaKohen because of a Reach HaGet. That's the meaning of the posuk. It doesn't mean it's a bona fide get, but it means there's a concept of a reach get, and that's the drasha of Yisho Grusha Meisha, that is enough to create a reach get. Sugyandav pe gimel pe beis amar aleph. If you take a look in the Rashba, a couple blot later, pe dalad amar beis. The Rashba demonstrates this is a fundamental machlokas rishonim. This is a din daraisa. There's a din daraisa of gerushin, there's a hetul acherim, and there's a din daraisa of reach get. The woman is asur lakohen, even if that is not the case. Yisho grusha meisha. A fundamental machlokas. To what extent is reach get a din daraisa? To what extent is reach get considered to be a din drabanan? Just to tie into the earlier shiurim that we discussed, I'll tell you the following. In order to have a reach get, it has to be substantive. It has to be substantive, no? A gerushin b'chutz l'ploni. There was a ksiva saget, there was a nesina saget, but there was a tznai chutz l'ploni. That is considered to be sufficient enough in order to create a reach get. Obviously, you know, there's some time where I'll say it's not even a reach get, no? It's not even a reach get. And in such an instance, there is no such issur. What would an example be of something which is not even considered to be a reach get? A reach get. When you look in the Gemara a little bit later on Daf Pei Vav Mabez, the Gemara gives you the following example. We know Rav Meir Shita, we discussed it at length, no? Rav Meir is of the opinion that Ede Chasima Karsi, no? The role of Edim, is to be Chosen. What happens if a get is written and there's a Mesiras Aget? The Baal goes and gives this get to his wife, but guess what? There are no Ede Chasima. Rav Meir is of the opinion that Ede Chasima Karsi, that's absolutely critical. And what happens if Masala Bali Ede Chasima? In such a case, the Gemara is Mufurish. Wow. That is not even called a Reach get. That's zero. But a piece of paper without Ede Chasima, according to a mayor, Chaspa Ba'alma. Right? Nir Ba'alma Bu. It's nothing. It doesn't even meet the standard of a Reach get. Can I really say that, you know what, the Maisa Gerushin has begun? The Maisa Gerushin has taken place. You know, a get without Edi Chasim, according to Rav Meir, is zero. Mufurish in the Gemara, that in such a case that it's not even considered to be a Reach get, and she would be Muteres Lekohen. That's the Gemara's example of something that doesn't even meet the standard of a Reach get. A get without Edi Chasim, Aliba, to Rav Meir. What you don't find in the Gemara, which is a pretty heavy machlokes, is, we know that there's machlokes, Rav Meir and Beloza. Both require Eidim, no? Rav Meir Eidim Chasim, Rav Beloza Eidim Asira. Do I have a right to say the following? What is true regarding Eidim Chasim according to Rav Meir is true of Eidim Asira according to Rav Beloza. Is that a good analogy? You need Eidim. And it's a Gemara, which is clear, Pei Vav Mabez, that a get without Eidim is zero. A get without Eidim is zero. So I'll just plug in. Whatever Edim are necessary, if you lack the Edim, it's zero. That's not even called a Reach get. Is there a Gemara? You have a half a Gemara, no? A Gemara according to Rav Meir. So if you take a look, for example, in Shagasari, in that back of the Shagasari, they have the Tshuvas HaChadoshos. In Simon Gimel, the Shagasari writes the following. Hu Hadinami. Whatever is true according to Rav Meir is true according to Rav Beloza. They all agree you need Eidim, but different Eidim. And it's the Gemara Mufureshes. A get without Eidim is zero. So who hadinami, according to Rav Elazar, if you have a get that was Nimsar without Eidim is zero, it's zero, and she is Muteris Lekohen. Wow. What is true according to Rav Meir by analogy is according to Rav Elazar, but obviously different Eidim. And this is a very significant machlokas, no? This is against what? If you take a look at the Shulti HaGiborim, here on Daf Mem Tes Samad Aleph and Daf Yarif Os Dalet, Mem Tes Os Dalet, and if you look in the Ramah, the Darkei Moshe, in the Tur, Ebenezer, Simen Kuf Nun, Sifkat and Beis, Mufurish not that way. Oh, the Gemara was so meduyik. When the Gemara was giving an example of somebody that doesn't even meet the standard of Re'ach HaGet, the Gemara didn't say a get bli eidim. The Gemara said a get bli eidim chasima ali bit Rav Meir. The Gemara didn't simply say a get without eidim. And you plug in eidim, whatever it is. A Rav Meir eidim chasima, a Rav Meir eidim asira. No, the Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara is very specific. A get without eidim chasima according to Rav Meir. And they said, great Kiddush. That you know what? That a get without eidim according to Rabbi Meir is zero. But a get without eidim is zero according to Rabbi Elazar, that's a re'ach haget, and she is asur l'kohen. And the Gemara is incredibly meduyak. The Gemara just tells you half, because that's it. That's the only case that that's true. Wow, that's pretty fundamental. Why in the world should that be? Why should we have distinguished between eidim according to Rabbi Meir and eidim according to Rabbi Elazar? Whatever the eidim are, if you lack the eidim, isn't it exactly the same? Maybe you'll tell me it's nothing, and maybe you'll tell me it's a re'ach haget. Apparently not. Apparently there's a world of difference between lacking eidim chasim according to Rabbi Meir as opposed to lacking eidim nesir according to Rabbi Elazar. Why is it that you need eidim chasim according to Rabbi Meir? So chazer l'rudu shiurim. No, ashvi eshtara. Ashvi eshtara. That is not called a shtar. That's not called a shtar. A shtar is only as potent as the rayishavo. The rayishavo. You have a bunch of lines, and those lines do not serve to confirm any assertion, any statement. Guess what? According to a mayor, that's zero. That's a niyarba alma. No, you know what? You have something that says Reuven owes Shimon $1 million, and it's not signed. It's not signed. And it wasn't penned by the Das HaMizrahi. You know what? That's zero. That's a re'ach haget. An unsigned shtar raya is zero. Is zero. Oh, in the great Chiddush of Rav Meir. That's not just halach in raya. That's part of chefzer shel shtar. It's not called a chefzer shel shtar unless the shtar lends itself to a raya. And it's not a coincidence that Rav Meir says what is true of a shtar raya is true of a shtar kinyan. You remember the earlier shiurim? Because b'chetza, it is not a shtar without eidim chasim according to Rav Meir. Oh, so the Gemara is incredibly meduyak. So a piece of paper that's not signed according to Rav Meir is zero, is zero. Ooh. Rav Elazar completely disagrees. No. Who says any of that's true? When it comes to a shtar raya, I agree that's the case. I want to prove that you owe $1 million. And I put forth a shtar, and people look at it, it's not signed. You know what we're going to say? We're going to bounce you out. It's not signed. How in the world is that a raya? But who says a shtar kinyan has to be a raya? Who says that a shtar kedushin has to be a raya? Who says that a get has to be a raya? You're right. If a woman wants to prove that she's a grusha to remarry, and all she can put forth is her get, and the get's not signed, we're going to turn to the woman and say, you know what, you need more proof. That's exactly what Tosfos points out on Daf Dalet. We're going to want the get signed, even according to Rabbi Elazar, in order that the woman can use it to prove that she's a grusha. But who says that the integrity of a sefer krisus is dependent on any chasima? Oh, but don't you require eidim? Don't you require eidim? Ein davar shabachas mishnayim. So what's the sheet of the Rambam? You're right. For the ma'isa gerishin, you require eidus lekima davar. Ein davar shabachas mishnayim. But in terms of the chefze shel get, you don't require eidim nesira. You don't require eidim nesira. The Rambam writes that the reason Rabbi Elazar would say that you're not divorced if there was a mesir b'li eidim is because ein davar sheba erva pachos mishnayim. And what was the chiddush of the Rambam Shita? If this would not be a davar sheba erva, guess what? The mesiras hashtar would be meaningful. The only reason it's not sufficient when it comes to gittin kedushin is because ein davar sheba pachos mishnayim. Oh, you know what that means? That means that according to Rabbi Meir, a get that's not signed is zero. However, a get that is not delivered in the presence of Eino Kohen Rabbi Elazar is insufficient because Ein Davar Shever Apachos Mishnayim. Is there any difference between zero and insufficient? Oh, you know what I'll tell you? Re'ach HaGet. Re'ach HaGet. It's insufficient for the Gemar Ma'isa Gerishin, but is the Eftish shel shtar impaired. Or is that not true? That's the chiddush of Shulta Gibari. That's the chiddush of the Darkei Moshe. Be careful. Even though you have an explicit Gemara Daf Pei Vav that says an unsigned document, according to Rav Meir, is not even a reach get, but you cannot argue that a get which is delivered without edim is not even a reach get. Wow, that's the chiddush. In other words, to put it in lumdus, that the reason that you need chasim kor Rav Meir is lashvi ishtara, in order to elevate it to the status of a get, according to Rav Elazar, no, the get speaks for itself. Elamai, that the mesiras haget has to be done in the presence of Eidim, because ain davar shvachos mishnayim, such an afkamina when it comes to the case of reach haget. Wow. Now Beis Shammai goes a step further. Beis Shammai says, you know what? I hold the ksivas haget without any mesira is considered to be sufficient for reach haget. Wow. That Beis Hillel disagrees. Beis Hillel disagrees. We can discuss our case. No, a ksiva saget with mesira. Oh, the mesira was not witnessed. A ksiva saget alone. A ksiva saget alone. That's machlokas Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. But what is Beis Shammai shita? That's stunning. That you've met the threshold of a reach haget with ksiva and ksiva alone. Ksiva and ksiva alone. You know what that tells you? That the ksiva is not merely detached as the achanas hachefza. We have to describe the ksiva in terms of the maisa gerishin. The maisa gerishin. Is it the gemar maisa, use Tosis' language? Obviously not. But is it the tchilas maisa gerishin? Obviously yes. And now I can argue as follows, that if this is the tchilas maisa gerishin, so maybe that has a status of a reach haget. Or maybe one could argue, no, Tchilas Maisa Gerishin is considered to be that which is insufficient. But the ksiva is not merely the Hachanas HaChevtza. The ksiva is considered to be the Tchilas Maisa Gerishin. And if the Maisa Gerishin is incomplete for the Tchilas Maisa Gerishin, you know what I'm going to assume? Asi Dibur, Mavatal Dibur. And I'm going to go a step further. That in principle, everyone would agree with Nachman and Rosh Hashem. And when the Gemara says that, what do you mean? Gita gufa mikabatil. It means that wasn't the mindset. That wasn't the mindset of the Baal. But the Rambam, if that was his mindset, of course, the bitul indeed would consider it to be chav. This notion, as we pointed out, that view the ksiva as a tchilas maisa gerishin is relevant for the sugya and daf yutes, and the sugya and daf chav aleph, where the Gemara mentions one thing is clear. You cannot have that which al-fidin constitutes a hefsek ben ksiva l'mesira. But that's a very great Yiddish. What would an example of that be? When you look at the Mishnah and Daf Yotes Amud Aleph, the Mishnah has a technical machlokes, but it's so fundamental. It's so fundamental. The Torah says, v'kosav la sefer krisus. Sefer krisus. What do the words sefer krisus mean? What do the words mean? So Yossi Aglias says the following. Sefer Krisus means that the Cheftah shall get has to be a Sefer. It has to be a document. It has to be a document. And certain things out the dinner are called a Sefer, and certain things are not. Let's say, for example, you write a get on Balei Chaim. You write a get on an animal. That's not called a Sefer. An animal is not called a Sefer. An animal is not a document. And therefore, it's not enough that it's a ksav hamiskayim. That doesn't matter. It has to be a sefer krisus. Sefer krisus means that lo al balei chayim. Sefer krisus means Rav Yosef Lili v'lo al ha'ochlin. V'lo al ochlin. Yeah, right? A divorce cake. No, that's not good enough. You can't go ahead and have a divorce cake. No, that's not good. And the Chachamim say, there's no such halacha. There's no such halacha. Yeah, it has to be something which is shal kayama, that's true. A fascinating issue is the definition of a davar hamiskayim and gitnin and Shabbos. The same din? Or are they different? Shabbos, you require ksav hamiskayim. A get requires a ksav hamiskayim. Then I know. Otherwise, it's not a ksav. But there's no independent halacha that you have to have a sefer. A sefer. And then for the sheet of the chamim is that al hako kosvin. You can write a get on the hand of an eved. You can write a get of ochlin. You can write a get on Balei Chaim. Why is that a deficiency in Sefer Krisos? It's not that an Eved is called a Sefer. It's just Sefer Krisos means Sfiras Dvarim. Sefer means the description of the event. Sefer should be interpreted as the Nusach of, as opposed to, you know, the Gaon points in Aderes Eliyahu. Read the Pasuk as a colon, right? Two dots. Because of the Sefer Krisos, right? Write the Sefer Krisos. Namely, and now the Hemshech HaPasuk, no? And whatever is mentioned, the Hemshech HaPasuk, ooh, that's the Sefer Krisos. Wow, that's the Chiddush that the Gaon writes. That's the language of the Get. Okay. So Sefer is not a reference to the substance, but rather it's a reference to the Nusach, to the Nusach. So there is no halach, it has to be substantive, it just has to be right. Aksav, that certainly is true. So you know what? So according to the Shita of the Chachamim, you can write a get on the Yad of an Eved. You can write a get on a Keren Shapara. But the Mishnah says the following, an interesting Chiddush, that you know what that means? It means that you write the get on the Keren Shapara and the Nosim HaSapara, and you give her the animal. You write the get on the Yad HaEved, and you give her the Eved. Oh, that's good. So the Gemara's bothered, Chaf Aleph from base to the top, I understand. Giving her the Eved, I understand. What's plan B? You're going to write the get on the arm of the Eved and then sever the arm? Crazy. Of course not. But what's wrong with writing a get on the Keren Shapara and then severing the Keren Shapara? Well, what's wrong with that? Why do you have to assume that no sinna sapara? Oops, the Gemara says a very good Chiddush. Einach inami. According to Rabbi Yosef, I understand very well. You write a get on the Keren Shapara, that's not a valid get. You're going to go ahead and sever it now, that's not going to help. I understand. But according to the Chacham, it is a valid get. It is a valid get. So why do I have to go ahead and give her the para? So the Gemara says such a Chiddush, that even though that constitutes ksiv according to the Chachamim, but it has to be mechusar gzitza. It has to be mechusar maisa. If after all, you're going to write it on the Keren Shapara, and then you're going to detach the Keren Shapara, that's no good. That's such a stunning Chiddush, that there has to be a seamlessness between the ksiva and the mesira. If it's mechusar maisa, if it's mechusar gzitza, that is considered to be a problem. Good. And Tosus, that stunning Tosus, the top of Chaf Aleph and Beis, goes through the details. What exactly does that mean, Mechusar Ktsitsa? I go ahead and I write a get on a very large piece of paper. Is it really true that I can't go ahead and cut the paper when I finish? That's called Mechusar Maisa. What happens if I have a document that's kind of, you know, it's a little bit messy, and I go ahead and I just trim it. Is that called Mechusar Maisa? That was huge. No, that's what Tosus quotes in the name of Aveda Tam. No, if it's a klaf godol and you make it a klaf katan, that's a huge machlokes. And Aveda Tam says that's only true if it's a klaf godol. But you know what? If it was just simply a dov ramuot, liyafosis ha niar, just kind of to make it symmetrical, that's not called mechusar tzitza. But it's such a chiddush. Why exactly is there this concept of mechusar tzitza at all? You know what the answer is because the ksiva is not just simply the hachanach ha-sachefza. The ksiva is the tchilas maisa gerishin. And here the Gemara says the chiddush, that you can't have a davar ha-mafsik, the maisa gerishin. So if the maisa gerishin begins here and ends there, you want to go and use balei chayim, that's fine. But you cannot go ahead and begin this and conclude there. If that is considered to be mechusar tzitza, mechusar maisa, that is considered to be Ipsul, that was the Chiddush. We had mentioned this when we learned about Beis and the Beis. So Soloveitchik thought that this was Poshup Shat in the Gemara, no? That the Gemara wants to question whether this get is a get kosher, or whether the get is a get posel. Was it written Lishma? Was it not written Lishma? The Gemara throws in, Gittin that Beis and the Beis. How in the world can an Ein Echa be Neman to say, Befani Nechta, Befani Nechtam, Ein Dover Sheba Erva, Pachos Mishnayim? That sounds like such a great Kiddush. Ein davar shvachas yishnayim seems to indicate as follows. The maisa gerishin requires edus lekima davar. I understand that, no? The maisa gerishin requires edus lekima davar. To determine even the birur hadavar, that this woman is a grusha or she's an eishes ish, there also we assume ain't davar shapachos mishnayim. You're dealing with the status of the woman. I understand that's called a davar shebe'erva. A woman was married and she claims to be divorced. You need eidim in order to allow her to remarry. Because ain't davar shapachos mishnayim. We're not talking about the ma'aseh gerushin. We're not talking about the status of the woman. We're talking about the status of the get. The status of the get is called the davar shebe'erva. Is that so obviously true? Rastavetchik said, Mashla davar davamona. You know, Rabbi Natam Shita, the sandal shechalitza has to be from a behemah tahor. A behemah tahor. No? Mina mutter beficha. Okay. So if someone comes forward and says, I made this shoe, and I made it from behemah tahor, you're going to say, no, ain't davar shepachos mishnayim. You're going to say, the chalitza might be a davar shebe'erva. We discussed that, no? Maybe chalitza, yibam, requires eidos lekiyum davar. But the status of the sandal shechalitza is not called the davar shebe'erva. Why is there a difference between the status of the shoe and the status of the get? So maybe that's exactly the answer. Exactly the answer that, you know what, that the status of the get is the ma'aseh gerushin, the tchilas ma'aseh gerushin. When I go in and I attest to the fact that the get was nichtav lishma, that already is an edus regarding the tchilas ma'aseh gerushin. And there the Gemara says we should apply the principle of ein davar shebe'erva. No, pachos mishnayim. When you look even la halacha, we pointed out the sugya and daf yud zayin, the chiddush of Reish Lakish, that you know what, the Baal through marriage has many rights. Among those rights is the Baal has a schus to the peros of nichsei milug. If a marriage is severed, obviously that comes to an end. If they're no longer married, so Baal no longer has a right to those assets. So Reish Lakish says, Aliva de Rav Shimon, when exactly does that happen? When is it that the Baal already no longer has his rights to the Peros Isha? So Reish Lakish says such a chiddush. At the time of the Ksiva Saget. That's the chiddush of Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish is bothered. Rav Shimon says, this is Gittin Daf Yud Zayin. If you have a case where it was written, the get was written on day one, but it was delivered on day two, isn't that a problem? Because after all, there's a zman in the get. And obviously, the zman in the get is going to reflect the shas ksiva. And guess what? The zman of the get is going to be used to determine at what point the rights of the Baal come to an end. So a woman is going to produce the get, and it says we were divorced on this day, and this is the shas ksiva, and therefore from this day and on the husband no longer has the rights, and she's accusing the Baal to using her assets after that time. Well, what do you mean? The date just represents the shas ksiva. I know the get was given. Because just because the get was written today, Rav Shimon says, it doesn't have to be given today. There's nothing wrong with nichta b'yom and nechtam balay enachinami. The Chachamim say there is a problem. Rav Shimon says it's mutter. Why would Rav Shimon say that it's mutter? You know what Rav Shimon says? Because the entire reason for the zman is because of achilas peros. So Reish Lakish explains that, what do you mean that if it's mishum peros, the right to peros ends already at the time of the ksiva? Wow. The schus of the Baal to the peros of nichsei milud ends mishas ksiva. That's such a chiddush. That no? How can that be? Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and says, shas ksiva, shas nesina. Rabbi Yochanan understands very well that when they're divorced, no one says they're divorced mishas ksiva. But you know what the chiddush Reish Lakish is? Is that that already is considered to be the tchilas ma'aseh gerushin. That's the tchilas ma'aseh gerushin. And if that is considered to be the tchilas ma'aseh gerushin in such a case, so we understand the Chachamim said already at that point and on, those rights have been suspended. Those rights come to an end. That's an important chiddush. No?
90 days also. 90 days.
Right. That's enough gemina as well. Right. We assume that the time of Havchana, the Tzari Beis Yom, right, that begins mishas ksiva. Why exactly is that true? So one possibility could be just simply Because once the get is written, so therefore, eino misyachidimo. That's what the Rambam writes. Once the get is already given, so therefore yichud is forbidden. But maybe one could argue more, right? That's sugyan, gittin daf yirches, that the zman of havchana begins at the time of the ksiva saget, that's lashon ha-gemara. The hilchasa mishas ksiva, mishas ksiva. It's not just simply because of an umdana that presumably once the get is written, though, therefore they are not going to, right, live typically together. No, it means maybe that it's true because that's considered to be, right, that point. All of this, and go chazer the earlier shiurim, that many other rayas as well, that there's a fundamental difference between the ksiva saget and any other case as well. And therefore, the chiddush of treating this simply as dibor, and asi dibor, umavatel dibor, this particular time. We don't consider this to be the gemara maisa in any shape or form. And the Rambam writes, this is even shul halacha, that Rambam nechus gerishin perikavol ha chavala, where the Rambam writes, if it's clear to us, either because there is no shliach, or it's clear to us because the Baal said so explicitly, so then, enoch ozen, fumagarish bo, something which is clear. There is another Rambam, which the Shagasari writes is, l'shita say, this no doubt is a huge kiddush then, because the Shagasari is assuming that, you know what, that maybe our sug is not limited to gerish. The Rambam writes the following chiddush in Hilchos Tzitzis. The Rambam writes in Perek Aleph Halacha Tesva. Right, an unusual chiddush. You have a beggar dal kamfos that has tzitzis. Good, mitziyetzis kil chasim. And you know what the person does? He puts another set of tzitzis on top of those tzitzis. He already has four, and hitil tzitzis al hatzitzis. Hitil tzitzis al hatzitzis. That's what the Rambam writes. Wow. So, what's the story? So the Rambam writes like an unusual psak. Right, take a look. Al hatzitzis, al hatzitzis. Hitil tzitzis al hatzitzis. Im niskavin levatelis harishonos. If what he had in mind is this, I hereby am negating the earlier tzitzis, and I am recognizing the later tzitzis. These old tzitzis are all worn out. So why don't we replace the tzitzis? So instead of removing the old tzitzis and affixing the new tzitzis, the person affixes the new tzitzis in addition to the old tzitzis. So now what? The Rambam writes that im niskavin levatelis harishonos, if his mindset is to go in to negate the first ones, so the Rambam writes, okay, so that's good. So now mater harishonos, so just untie the old tzitzis, or cut them off. And the Rambam writes, Kshera. Oh, and you're good to go. Oh, the Rambam writes the following. Ve'im niskav in the hosef. And if his intent for some strange reason is he's adding to, that you know what? The more the merrier. I have four, now I'm going to have eight. Im niskav in the hosef. Oh, the Rambam writes a chiddush, kolam hosef goreya. And therefore, af al pi shechotach, even if he goes and cuts, they're all possible. Because kishahosiv, once you go ahead and add, and now you have eight tzitzios in your beged, pasal es hakol, you've ruined everything. Wow. And even if you cut the original ones, no, you know what that's called? That's called tasav lamanasui. Wow, that's called tasav lamanasui. It means that you affix the tzitzis b'psul, and then you rectified the psul. You went ahead and took this beged, and you added to the tzitzis, and that pasals the tzitzis, and now you go ahead and you rectify by cutting off the others. No, that cannot be. The tzitzis have to be fixed. Bekashrus, it cannot be a problem which is solved after indeed that's the case. Wow, that's exactly the tasam nasui. You build the sukkah b'psul, and then you somehow rectify the psul external to the sukkah. No, you build a sukkah in the house and you demolish the house. No, you build a sukkah under the tree and you knock down the tree. No, bang a mezuzah into a doorpost and you erect the mezuzah. No, the Rambam, common case, you only chay mezuzah if you have a door. We're machmer for the Rambam, the Rush, without a door, Mezuzah without a bracha. But the Rambam Shita, you need a door. You need a door. So you know what? Let's say you affix the mezuzah to the doorway. You decide later in life, you know what? Let's put a door up. Put a door up. No? That's not good. No? Remove the mezuzah. Put the mezuzah back. No? Because of a tasam and asui. You have to erect, affix the mezuzah as a chiyuv. Not just simply that, something that will be resolved later. So the Rambam writes this example when it comes to tzitzis. Unusual, no? You go ahead and you fix the tzitzis. If the mindset is levatlos arishonos, you're good to go. If the mindset is lahosif aleim, in such a case it's nifsal, and even if you end up cutting off, someone says, you can't have eight tzitzis, no problem. Or remove four of them, that's a problem of tasav lo menosli. That's a kiddush. Take a look. The ravid is masin. So take a look at the Rishag Azari, Hilcho tzitzis, in Simen Lamed. This is such a kiddush of the Rambam Shita. You can be mavato lechetza. You can be mavato lechetza, no? You have tzitzis that are ksheros, and all of a sudden you do something externally. You don't go ahead and rip it out. You do something externally. You'll fix more tzitzis, and guess what? That's impactful. The mindset, the das, the mindset is considered to be enough in order to impair. In order to impair. This is such a great chiddush. The Shag HaSari writes of the Rambam Shita that niskavein levat lesarishona. Oh, that's considered to be something that is critical. So if I have a mind to impair, okay, here it works for me. Because if I impair, that means the original tzitzis are no good and the four that I put on are good. If I don't have that in mind, I have eight, which is considered to me an absolute psul. Ushtashag Yisari writes the following. No. Vinirali daharambam letame. Oh, this is l'shitase. Who, where, what, l'shitase? Ushtashag Yisari writes. Hilchas gerishin perek vavalach ha-chavalet. Because even though we assume clearly that chozer megareshbo, chozer megareshbo, but such a chiddush of the Rambam Shita. We assume chozer megareshbo only because of an assumption that the mindset of the Baal was not to impair the get, only to go ahead and to revoke the shlichus. Shlichus is a shliach mika batil. But if the answer is yes, yes, that's exactly what he intended to do, guess what? You can be mavato the get. That mindset can be mavato the get. It can impair the chetza. So Shag HaSari writes, when you see our Gemara, the machlokas of Nachman of Sheshus was just, what is the mindset of the Baal? But everyone would agree if the mindset was mavato the get, then guess what? That eno chozer megareish bo. So he writes, ooh, this is l'shita say. That you know what? The addition of other tzitzis, how does that affect the original tzitzis? It depends on the mindset of the Baalin. If his mindset was to impair, that can be done. If the mindset was not to impair, okay, so that's critical in the opposite direction. If his mindset was to impair, we're good. If his mindset was to supplement, dude, that's a problem. About Kolomosif Korea, the Rambam writes when it comes to Hilcho Tzitzis. That's a fascinating horror of Shag HaSari. No doubt it's a difficult Rambam. But the assumption that this is the Shitase is assuming what's true of the Lishman, the Chetzah Shel Tzitzis is true when it comes to Gerishin. And in both cases, the Rambam writes that Chiddush of indeed Chozer Umagarish. This we'll have to discuss. I'll give you more makamos for tomorrow, right? The Tosus now of Rav Nachman. What exactly is the machlokes of Bezdin when it comes to the bitul get 2 or 3? Tosus raises a critical issue. To what extent is this linked to the machlokes in Sanhedrin regarding Shnayim Shadanu? Right? We didn't learn this Tosus yet. We pointed out the last words of the Tosus. Now, Makov Bezdin Yafa. That was pretty important. Now, that's against. Take a look at the Ran, and up to Zemebez and Dapi Harif, where Tosus at least here says the reason, of course, you need at least two, is because Makov Bezdin Yafa, as opposed to the Ran who writes two you need because ain't Davar Shepachos Mishnayim. No, we can talk about why you need three, why you need two. That's something which is obvious. Okay, so take a look. We'll continue at this point. And, we'll have an extensive armor comments mentorship for tomorrow. Okay.